Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening, and thanks for spending some of your time with us yet again. I'm always amazed at how people all over the world tune in both to the live show and after the show at your convenience everywhere. So thank you one and all for being with us. And we're going to have some real interesting conversation today with Mas Sajidi, who is an amazing healer and has an incredible story of how that gift unfolded in his life. But first, of course, tonight's metaphysical musing. I often call the show Conversations at the Intersection of Metaphysics, Shamanism, Psychic Phenomena, and Non-Ordinary Reality, all of which are basically the same thing. But what in the world does that mean? So here's the dilemma for scientists. They know that, first of all, 90 to 95% of the mass and the energy in the universe is stuff that they know has to be there because of their calculations, but they don't have any way to measure it. It's not in any frequency that they can read with any of the technology that exists, and they call that dark energy and dark matter. So for all of the profound knowledge that science has about how our world works, they're working with somewhere between 4 and 5, some people will say 10%, of everything that exists, most of which they just have no way of understanding, reading, getting a measurement of. So that's the first dilemma. The second dilemma is that we don't know how the physical world exists at all. Einstein said reality is an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. And what he was pointing to is that space and time are a function of mass, physical stuff, as well as gravity, except we don't really have an explanation for why mass exists. And that's why everyone is really excited about the Higgs boson and the experiments that are going on right now that seem like maybe they will give an explanation for mass, that there is this particle or energy field that creates mass, and they will finally have a way of starting to understand why physical stuff exists. Are you confused yet? Because if you're not, I didn't do a good job of explaining this. In other words, our experience in the physical world is something that basically is unexplainable. Well, they've got explanations. They talk about it being a holographic universe. So somehow everything exists out at the edge of the universe and is being projected in the middle as a hologram, and that's what we're experiencing. And just to make it crazier, that there might be multiple holograms happening at the same time, so it's really a multiverse with many different space and time experiences all going on at the same time. This is what the physicists are talking about, not what the mystics are talking about. People that have a mystical experience or a shamanic experience, which to me is the practical side of mysticism, it's the part that gets results, will just say, yeah, I sort of do this to shift my consciousness from the physical to this other realm that has no time and space and is just energy. And once I do that, I can do whatever it is that the person does, because we each do it slightly differently. And there are results that happen. I can help people. So I can help people in this non-physical realm, and somehow the physical experience changes. And that's both my, obviously it's my work and my fascination in the world, but it's also why I do this show, because I just love finding other people that are doing things that are scientifically not easily explained, but which get results. And when the skeptics come and say, well, you can't measure it, it's anecdotal evidence, you know, this can't possibly be true. I say, well, what do you do with the results? And what do you do with the historical record of people doing this approach and getting results for thousands of years? I mean, this is not new. Anyway, so that's definitely amusing because I don't think I came to any conclusion, and more stating the dilemma than anything else. And I think it's a very good introduction to my guest tonight, Mas Sajidi. Are you with us, Mas?
Yes, I am, David. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you could fit us into your busy schedule. You, a client of mine knows you and said, you gotta meet this guy. You gotta have him on the show. And as I started reading your story and about the work that you do, I'm very excited for you to be able to tell our audience about all of it. So where we usually start is with the story of how you wound up doing this work. And I know you have a fascinating story.
Oh, definitely. You know, I come from a different perspective, you know, much like yours. I was a programmer way before, in college. You know, that's my first near-death experience happened in college. It really got me into, the other dimensions, I guess we could say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was always intuitive. But, you know, having that near-death experience and how it happened, I'll briefly go through it, but how it happened, I got my jaws crushed in a rail car. I used to work in a warehouse, you know, college job. Got my jaws crushed, and then I started seeing myself at that time like a mirror image as my body, my physical body was floating away. I could see myself, and I was going, wow, that must really hurt because my head was torqued one way. Mm-hmm. My body was like pulled over to the other side, and I go, oh, but how come I don't feel any pain? And then that's when it dawned on me that I actually, you know, I'd crossed over. And there was no scary feeling. There was no anxiety. There was just this space of joy and love and, well, just being okay with it. And the cool thing about, you know, kind of going into the quantum physics and all that, I could literally feel myself go through the rail car, you know, the iron, mm-hmm. through the rail car. I could just kind of just feel myself go through that, just like they do in movies. I'm going, wow, that's really cool. You know, I'm still amazed by the whole process, you know. And then I started, just like what you hear in the movies, you know, I saw my life flash before me, and everything was in peace, joy, love, even the hard times. Was through the eyes of joy. But one thing that caught me was that you don't flash, everything doesn't flash by. You re-experience your whole life within a matter of, say, like a second or a millisecond or whatever long it took. Because there is no time and space, which really threw me off, you know, afterward. It's like, well, how could I live, you know, 20-some years of life in just a mere second and relive all the experiences with it? It was truly amazing. And then the next thing I know, I was back in my body, and then that's when the pain started. And then, you know, everything went great. You know, it was really one of the best experiences I've had to be connected with so much joy, so much love, so much trueness. Fast forward about 20-some years, my second near-death experience, I guess I didn't have it right the first time.
Interesting way to look at that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and again, guys, I wasn't into the spirituality. Again, very intuitive from being intuitive, and then from the second near death experience, you know, I used it to create a business from it. This was, you know, a drowning accident that I had in Belize, and strangely enough, what was supposed to happen to me had to happen to me. You know, now I can see the signpost. One, there wasn't a life jacket when it got to my turn. everybody had a life jacket. I didn't have a life jacket. Mm-hmm. The thing was sold out, but somehow we met somebody, you know, maybe an angel or whatever you want to call it, that had enough tickets to let us go on, you know, the inner tubing trip. So we had to get there. You know, as we were getting on the inner tube, you know, on the side of the riverbank, and I'm skipping forward, guys, just because I want to get mm-hmm. to questions and so on. But as we get out the inner tube, and the guide goes, you know, you better hold on, interlock your legs, because the river is quite fast, and it would take you away into these other tributaries, which feed like underground waterfalls, underground caves. And I'm going, wow, that's really scary, because I had kids along. So mm-hmm. anyway, we interlock legs, we start going, and as soon as we get into the water, David, the jungle, just like dead silence. There is no birds chirping. There's nothing. And I'm going, wow, you know, what is that about? Because it was so dramatic. We get into the water. As soon as we go float away, my legs, for some reason, get unlocked. I go one way. My family goes the other way. And I get sucked into this sinkhole, basically. So it's just a huge rock with about a man-sized cover, you know, a hole in it. I got sucked into that. I got sucked out of the inner tube. I was trapped in the tunnel. Try to crawl out. You know, my back was all bloody. My fingers were literally pulled off because I was trying to crawl out. And I couldn't because of the force of the water. And then I just gave up. And again, I transcended through the water, through that tunnel, through the water, and into this space of joy, beauty, love. And, you know, although it might seem kind of harsh, I didn't need anything. I didn't need my family. I didn't need, you know, my kids. Mm. Obviously, didn't need any money, anything like that. Everything was just, like, perfect. And the biggest thing, again, was there was no time. There was no distance. Everything you needed or wanted would just, like, literally be here for you. Just like, so if you wanted to go to France, for example, if you thought of France, you'd literally be, like, in France.
Right.
Or you'd feel that space. And I don't know exactly how long I was underwater. My wife says maybe 8 to 10 minutes, but the important thing is that I actually found myself, like somebody switched me off, turned me back on, found myself upriver, about 50 yards upriver, in a quieter shallow. It's like, again, no drowning, you know, I wasn't choking, nothing like that. I did have, you know, the bloody back and fingernails, but other than that, you know, it was okay. That's when amazing things started happening when we got back on a ship. It was actually another story of in itself because we literally missed the ship. But when we got back on, David, I could start seeing like this blueness around individuals. And mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was at first glance. You know, I thought I had cried too much or some bacteria was in my eyes. You know, I had no idea. But when I looked at inanimate objects, they were perfectly clear. When I looked at people, you know, there's this huge, like say about arm's length all the way around, and I didn't know what that was. You know, we go into the dining room, and that's when it even got stranger because I could pick up on people's issues. You know, whether they had lung cancer or whatever it was they had going on at the time. I could read them like an MRI. I could pick up that, you know, if they're having like spousal issues or, you know, something going on with work or whatever it is. It's like I could plug right into them and see what's going on, which really threw me for a loop, you know, because I didn't know at all, you know, what this was all about. And then about 6 months later, everything was okay. Everything went back to normal. Still disoriented because, you know, once you connect to source, I mean, that brightness is so great. You never really want to come back.
Right.
But about six months later, I started really getting into these meditations. And these meditations would, I would get into these meditations maybe like 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like somebody would literally wake me up, David, and go, hey, it's you know, it's time to meditate. And I'm going, who is that? You know, what do they want? And I'll go, well, I'll just meditate when I wake up in the morning, you know. And it's like, no, you need to meditate now. Okay. And I go, well, you know, from past meditations, I only last like, say, 5-6 minutes, you know, at the most. And then I give up and go back. But no, these meditations I thought would last 5 minutes. But literally, my wife would wake up, you know, at like 6:30. So from like 2 to 6, I'd be in meditation. And my wife would find me going, honey, what are you doing standing up? And these were stand-up meditations. And they would last, you know, 3-4 hours. And thinking I was there for like 5 minutes. And in those meditations, you know, I was downloaded with, you know, a lot of answers to a lot of questions that we all have, plus healing abilities, fantastic healing abilities. So I'm finding out people. So and that's why I'm here, rather than a computer programmer. So before I used to program computers, now I program people. Literally.
Right. Right, exactly. And for me, I was a shop teacher and an EMT, and now I fix things other ways. So
exactly.
Somehow the metaphor always carries over when the shift happens.
Yes.
So, well, that's, you know, that's such a profound way to do it, and obviously a really scary way to do it, to make that shift, but clearly what happened for you is extremely powerful from everything that I've heard about your work. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing, you know, what kind of stuff you work with people, and what, I would say, what methods you use, but I would guess that some of them look like non-methods.
which is always
the, I think, the most difficult thing for people that had a profound shift in consciousness and can, as I would say, can just do stuff, is that there is no system. You can't say, well, I was certified in this program over here and I studied with so-and-so.
Exactly.
It's like, no, it just suddenly
it just happens.
You're different. Your understanding is different, but what you carry forth into the physical world is different, and there is no explanation. It just is how it is, and it works.
True. So true. You know, and basically, you know, I coined this phrase, change your frequency, change your life, because literally that's what I do at a core level. You know, if you go to, you know, the different layers, you know, you've got the physical level, then that intermediate, like body energies, I guess I want to call it, you know, where your chakras, intuition, a lot of healers are at. And then you go up a couple levels, and then there's this other level that is literally creates or has created your life situation that you're in, or the life design, or, you know, that blueprint. So I work at that level. I've found out. And David, I'm going to be the first to tell you that I have no idea how this stuff works. you know, I can kind of get just a sliver just because I kind of see it, but I have no idea, you know, on how profoundly the changes are for people or how that happens in them. But all I know is that I work at a core level, that blueprint, and literally just help you redesign or reshape that blueprint. And whatever we have in that blueprint, obviously, you know, that frequency that gets created at that blueprint has to create whatever happens here on the physical plane.
So right.
It really falls in line with what you're saying with, you know, the quantum physics theories, things like that, with frequencies. We're going to find out more and more that basically everything that's been created is literally just a frequency. And frequencies cause, you know, or create like mass or our life cycles or heart attacks or, you know, bad relationships or whatever it is that you have in this reality. I've just been given that ability to, well, kind of reprogram you, recreate that frequency for you.
So you know, most of the work that people are experiencing is at, as you were saying, several levels down. So if you're doing emotional counseling or healing work that's only focused on the physical, that's working at a level of frequency, and thoughts obviously are frequencies that are creative, but nowhere near the blueprint level, as you're calling it, that you're talking about working
right.
with. So this,
right, exactly.
You know, do I have an experience of that? No, but do I get what you're saying? Yeah, that's really exciting.
You know, if you go on the internet, you know, say you can, like, I don't know, check your credit cards or check your checkbook and all that stuff, right? You have, like, an access to do certain things, right? But then say you want to change, like, the background of that program or – and I'm a programmer, so, you know, I talk in program-type language. You would have to call, like, your admin person, right, your tech guy, and go,
right.
Hey, you know, I want to go in and change the background and change this. You know, I don't like the way this is working out, the forms and all that. It's like, so they have like an admin level access to that program that you're using. Basically, I'm that admin level person that
right.
people go to. You don't go, oh yeah. I mean, just
yeah.
tap into your admin level and just, you know, move some things around.
Right.
And,
right.
and it literally right. is that fast for people.
Well, I love when people with a geeky background can use geeky metaphors for this kind of stuff, because it, you know, on such a basic level, it's all the same thing. We create
True.
All these things on the physical plane and think that it's really, really special and different than everything else. But as above, so below, we're just recreating something that exists on a non-physical, much higher plane. And as good as we can do it is what we come up with in the physical world.
That's so true. That's so true.
So,
you know, a lot of times, you know, people have, well, you know, they get stuck in this physical area, physical space, thinking that
mm-hmm.
this is where they have to create that physical form. You know, and that's why, you know, people go to, you know, I don't know, like psychiatrists or doctors or whatever for 10, 15, you know, 20 years that they've gone, you know, just because they're trying to recreate that, again, you know, at the physical plane. But what they're not realizing is what's happening on the back end, you know. And,
right.
you know, once you start to change what's on the back end, whatever happens on the front end, you know, below, it, amazingly, it just transforms the way it needs to transform effortlessly, or you get attracted to, you know, the right people, the right places, the right things, the right remedies, whatever to help you, you know, heal or get connected with that special person or whatever it is. It's almost like the secret. I call it, you know, the secret on steroids. It's that little piece that was missing on the secret, you know,
yep.
That nobody knows about. So it's very, yep. very, like I said, quite simple.
Well, we're going to talk about a little more detail of the stuff that you do and the approaches, because I know you have some nutritional things you're doing and other things
oh,
you
definitely.
Offer people. But we're going to go to a break in a couple of minutes. I want to make sure people know how to find you.
Okay.
Is the best website massajady.com?
Yeah, massajady.com. Yep, massajady.com.
Terrific. And all the other information about the things that you offer is available there. And I know that you have meditations that people can plug into and all kinds of other things. We can talk a little bit more detail
okay.
in the second half
yeah,
of the show.
Fantastic.
And I also want to make sure one of the things I'm going to do with you because – because Pat said you got to do this is I want to try a couple of the things that you're offering and have you back on so we can talk not just about you know, stories about other people, but that I'll have my experience of it, that I can share it from my perspective, bringing what I already know, but also having the experience of your work. And
oh, definitely.
So talked to Faye about that, and I talked to Pat about that. So I'm really excited about trying a couple of the approaches
yeah.
that you offer.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Well, you know, I get to meet amazing people on this show, and usually I sort of look at it and go, okay, I can see what's going on here. And, you know, here's where it all fits. And that's true with what's going on with you, obviously. And, you know, I've watched it in my own life, and I've watched it in other people's lives, not in the profound way that you're experiencing it and what you have to offer, but I get it.
Right.
But it's rare that the people that introduce me to someone say, look, you really have to do this with this guy and tell people about it. Like, okay. Let's do that.
I get that all the time. You know, once people have a session with me or even do the 21-day meditations or whatever it is, you know, mm-hmm. they usually come back with, like, their friends or family that have issues. So, obviously, it works for a lot of people. It's amazing how my business has grown. I mean, it's just like geometric growth on what's going on. So it goes beyond my comprehension, really.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever is under the sun that you can imagine, you could literally transform for you. You know, we get tons of emails saying, oh, you know, my son who was addicted to drugs and all that stuff for 20 years, that never talked to me.
Right.
You know, we work on them, and it's like they start having a relationship. So whatever can happen,
amazing,
whatever your spirit's allowing for that, you know, reality to open up to, it can happen, or I can help you bring that into your space. So.
Fantastic. We're going to go to a short break, and then we will be back with Mats Sajidi having just this incredible conversation, and I'm enjoying this immensely. So this is David Franklin Farkas on the Farkas Files here on Empower Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg. Ha ha, I win. Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet.
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl. What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold.
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound, health, and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet, and sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you, the enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Now, back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back with Masajidi talking about the amazing work that he was gifted with, that came to him in his experience of near-death experiences. So, Mas, why don't you give us an idea of the different kinds of things that you offer people, the formats in which people can plug into your work?
Oh, yes. It's really amazing all the different ways that I can help transform your life. And again, guys, it's not me that, you know, helps heal you, heals you or anything like that. I just bring in that same frequency that I was introduced to, you know, when I had my near-death experience.
Mm-hmm.
The same frequency that changed my life. Literally, I'm that guidepost for you, bringing that in, that connection for you. And then I help you heal yourself with that connection. So again, it's not my frequencies that are working on you. And that's really a key for, you know, in case you have other people working on you guys, that they use the pure source frequency. That way it's all the pure source that you can get. And it doesn't get infected, basically, with their issues or anything like that. But I can help you physically, you know, no matter what it is. For example, just a couple months ago, we were in Hawaii doing a retreat, and this lady had an autistic son. He was 10 years old. Didn't know. He couldn't read that well. His comprehension wasn't that great. His focus wasn't that great. He ended up watching a live stream video of me, and he sat there. His mother said he sat there for about 6 to 7 hours without really moving, you know. And she goes, he's never done that before, you know, because he doesn't have the attention span. And then a couple days later, he goes to school and he starts reading. Full comprehension. Takes the test because the teacher was amazed. You know, he took some tests, 100% comprehension on, you know, on the results. So they called and he goes, well, what happened? You know, well, what did you do? And it was like, and then they thought, oh, you know. And he was actually drawn to me. So a lot of times if people are drawn to me, most likely I could probably help you out. And by the way, guys, I'm actually working on you as we speak, even on this interview. So if you're feeling a little different, a little lighter, heavy, whatever it is, just know that that's the effect of me. Even while I'm
I got that, and for me, trying to focus and juggle the balls of keeping the show going and talking to the studio engineer in the background and everything, I'm like, oh, he's working on me. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So
it definitely feels.
Yeah. Good. So, and it doesn't matter. I don't have to know what your issues are or anything like that. It's just that, you know, again, pure source does, your spirit does. I just help you bring you into that frequency signature that's really yours, you know, aside from all the other junk that we've brought on, you know, from like self-image issues from parents, family issues, just like we inherit, you know, like heart issues, things like that. We bring along other issues as well as, like, for example, the wealth frequency or, you know, the non-wealth frequency.
Right. Right. The belief systems of the family somehow are coded in that non-physical DNA.
Yes, exactly. I call it spiritual DNA. You know, and just
I think that's the meaning of the sins of the fathers or mothers are visited on the children, is that stuff is conveyed in a non-physical way for us to heal because they didn't.
Right, and I see it all the time. And literally I can disconnect you from that so you don't have to live the life of, you know, your parents and all the generations before you. Some people actually bring all that stuff into every life that they've had.
Right. Yeah.
Which to me it doesn't make sense. But, you know, disconnecting you from that space, you just start to almost immediately feel the difference, feel the change. And the important thing is, guys, that you don't really have to do anything in this physical realm, but you literally get guided. So you don't have to go to training. You don't have to, you know, do special, I guess, things. Once I work on your, you know, through the 21-day meditations that we have, the group meditations or private sessions, whether in person or remotely, things start to work from the inside out, just like the way your life structure does.
Right.
It works from the inside out. That's what happens. Most of us try to change things from the outside in, and it takes a long time. Right. But when things start working, you know, from the inside, for example, like cigarette smoking, if you want to quit cigarette smoking, people who quit with me, they don't have the cravings. They don't have the drawbacks and nothing like that or the binges that they go through. They just don't smoke. Or people who lose weight, they lose it, you know, completely. They don't go on a yo-yo type deal. So it's really about enhancing your frequency or increasing, you know, raising that frequency. And
right.
When you start raising those frequencies, you attract less and less baggage, basically. And though the baggage that you do have can't exist in those higher frequencies. So they just start falling off.
Right. And the higher, it has no way of being in that higher frequency. And that, you know, this is traditionally why people went off to an ashram to be with a guru or a mystic of, you know, whatever tradition. So that they could have that experience of both being near this person's energy, but at the right time to have a transmission of that energy so that they can change.
Yes.
So what you're describing, while it, you know, in our world, 20th century physical world, seems totally impossible, is still being done all over the world in all the indigenous cultures and many of the spiritual traditions. But it's, there's historical record in scripture going back thousands of years all over the world of exactly this kind of thing happening. And here we are in this time, and it's very matter of fact and unexplainable. It's like,
and there's nothing new on what I do. I mean, there's, you know,
right.
People have done it throughout the ages. At this point in time, we're kind of awakening to that realization that,
yes,
you know, we can start to transform ourselves. And, you know, do you know who Roger Bannister is? He's the guy that ran the first 4-minute mile.
Yes.
You know, he broke the 4-minute mile record. And basically before then, I mean, it was world news, because before then nobody had ran a mile in under 4 minutes.
Right. The belief was the human body was incapable of doing it.
Exactly. You know, and after he ran, a couple months later, a couple other people broke the 4-minute mile. And, you know, a year later, there was tons of people. And now, you know, it's like you're not considered a real runner if you're not doing the 4-minute mile.
Right.
You know, it's like that.
And
I'm kind of like that.
And it's so profound to me that the belief that they had to break was, for me to do this, I'm risking dying.
Right.
The scientists are telling me I'm going to die if I run this fast. And as soon as somebody did it and proved them wrong, everybody else who was that fast could just say, oh, well, I'm not going to die. I'll just do it.
Right. And I'm here to tell you guys, I'm not here to, you know, I'm not here to say, hey, come to me. I'm actually here to say, hey, you know, the same power I have or been given with, we all have that ability. You know, let me just show you how to open that up for you, and it's okay to open up, actually, for you.
Now, you've also got some nutritional programs that you tell people about.
Right.
I heard just a little bit about it. And why don't you just give us the quick version so people have an idea? Because you're really approaching things from a lot of different directions.
Well, I do, you know. And the reason being I got into this, you know, the products that I do, because I've been searching for years, David, for that right product. Because I work on people and I go, oh, you know, you need this. Because I can, you know, just tap into you. I'm basically a medical intuitive. And it's like, oh, you need this. And then they go, well, where do I get some of this? And I go, well, you know, you can Google it. I'm sure you have a nutritionist and all that. People really did, you know. So what happened was I ran across somebody that had these products. And again, I was searching and searching, even for myself. And these are all raw type products, organic, the most purest products basically you could get. And, you know, I tried a sample. It was amazing. It tasted great. And I've been on the products for over a year myself on that. And just lately I've been promoting these products. It basically gives you pretty much all the nutrition that you need without the calories. Most of the American food system, it's a lot of calories, low nutrition. Yeah, and this keeps you actually dense, so you can't vibrate at a higher frequency. So it really falls in line with, you know, helping you resonate at a higher frequency.
Right.
This is what really happens when I start working on people, say like on digestive issues or health issues. Once they start resonating at a higher frequency, David, they naturally stay away from foods that are not good for them.
Right.
There's no cravings, anything like that. And then they start, well, they start craving foods that are good for them. On that. So it's just that natural progression.
Yep.
And these foods are of such high frequency that they just like blend into your body and help you enhance, you know, where you're
and,
going.
And the information on all of that is on your website, which is masachadeed.com.
Definitely. Yes.
So, and you also have online meditations that people can listen to, and you do some live stuff. Why don't you give us just a quick overview of the ways that people can plug in?
I started, well, we did the private sessions, but, you know, right now, guys, I'm booked a couple months ahead just because,
right,
I guess I'm popular. But the best way to connect with me is, you know, through the 21-day meditations or group healing sessions that we do. It's part of the package, again, which is on my website. And it's really a fantastic opportunity. The 21-day meditations is, you know, 21 days of me meditating with you. And I call it a meta-healing, actually, not a meditation. Basically what it is I get you into a nice meditative state so you're focused in on your body. And then on the back end, I work on your spirit level to, you know, purify and bring you back into that, well, your original frequency signature, your default frequency signature, that's you. So together, combined, people get amazing results. Whether, well, for one lady, for one example, this lady, she had COPD or some lung issue. She's mm-hmm. tried for years, and after like halfway down into the 21 day, and, you know, David, I never like worked on her personally, you know. It was just through the group settings. Her right. COPD just like totally disappeared.
That's
and she's been trying
incredible.
For like 10, 15 years.
So these meditations are live sessions where you're sitting
They're
and meditating
live.
With the group at a particular
yes.
time.
Yes. I'm helping you meditate, and then I work on you at the same time. And it's the same way. You know, I have clients all over the world, and, you know, no matter if you're in China or wherever you are, I can adjust your back just like a chiropractor, and people mm-hmm. literally feel it, like, right away, me adjusting their back. Again, they could be, like, 3, 4, 10,000 miles away, and they'll feel that almost immediately or soon thereafter, you know, or whatever issue they have. So the time and space doesn't really matter. You don't have to be, like, in front of me for me to work on you. That's
right.
why these group, and I don't even have to know what it is. That's why these group settings are really fantastic. But a lot of people like that, you know, one-on-one interaction. So, you know, that's why we do the private sessions, or we call it the industrial group. So within like a group setting, because group settings are really powerful. You know, they create that mastermind
right.
that magnifies everything for us. Within that group setting, I do short private session, one-on-one sessions. So, you know, people get the best of both worlds with fantastic results. Most of the clients I've never seen, you know, but we get tons of testimonials
right.
thanking us for this and that, or, you know, their wealth issues or relationship issues. I'm kind of a matchmaker. I could actually go like Moss.com or MatchMoss.com. I've helped a lot of people get connected with their, you know, quote unquote soulmates. So.
Okay, really, well, you address all my issues, so clearly I have to have an experience. You know, not that my issues are any different from anybody else's issues, obviously. So there's the, just so I can point people to what they should look for on the website. You have options for individual sessions. You have options for the group sessions that they can plug into, basically sitting and meditating with you in a group from all over the world. And you've got the nutritional programs, which obviously are going to help their body change frequency and heal. So
we're doing a different twist, David, on that nutritional program. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do, it's called a 10-day challenge. And I invite you and your listeners mm-hmm. to get into that. I'm going to do the 10-day challenge. It's set for November 3rd, which gives you plenty of time to get ready for it, you know, to order your product and all that. Anyway, it's really, the twist is that, you know, you go through the 10-day challenge, but within that 10-day challenge program, and this is on the website, guys, mm-hmm. you can learn more about it, is I do three group healings within that 10 days. One in the beginning, just to help you get started, just to help you disconnect. One in the middle, and then one at the end. And it's not just about losing weight. I mean, people have had, you know, they lose 10, 20 pounds. It's way beyond that. It's really literally like transforming your whole lifestyle, not just physical, you know, but ideas, concepts, beliefs, everything like that. So it's just like within the 10 days, people get a massive transformation on that. And I challenge you guys to, you know, come and join me. It does start on the 23rd. November 3rd.
On November 3rd. Okay, well, that was what I had heard about, and my plan was to participate in that so that we can have you on after that program is done, both so I can share my experience of it, but also we'll set it up as a call-in, as a live call-in show, so that other people can call in, because I'm just fascinated with the potential for all of this, and certainly want to have the experience myself, but also want to give you just one more place where people can hear about what's available to them.
Right.
So
it's that 360 degrees of abundance, you know, I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's not just like one place, or, you know, say people have a lot of money, but then they're not happy in other areas, right? Or people
right.
don't have a lot of money and they're not happy in other areas. It's all that whole 360 degrees of just feeling really good all around and really enjoying life the way it should be.
Sounds like what everybody says they want, but sit there saying, I can't have it.
Yeah. You'd be amazed at people who just naturally...
my guest tonight has been Mas Sajidi. His website is massajidi.com. M-A-S.
I'm looking forward to
S-A-J-A-D-Y.
Having my own experience of it,
and
also having you back on the show.
You can get more
so,
details on all the amazing
I can talk
work
about
that he does.
My experience, we can talk.
I'm
going
to, you know, have
plug into some
in.
Of the. What he offers,
and we will have him back in probably a month and a half.
In many
months,
ways, this is the most
to,
comprehensive and exciting.
Be able to talk about
thing that
what
I've
he
heard
does.
That everyone can plug into.
There's certainly
my experience
of it.
that can do
thank
individual
you so much
work
for being
with people
on the show.
There's all kinds of amazing
you're
stuff.
Very
I meet amazing
so
people every week
me.
On the show.
Take care.
You too.
But,
thank you.
You know, this is
if
something
you're
anybody
about
from anywhere
my work
can plug in
my
a straightforward
website
way.
Is
so I'm both curious and excited about
and
this.
And on the contact page, you can find
besides everything else, we'll have some fun here.
For getting in touch with me.
Oh, definitely.
Including my scheduling calendar. I do a 20-minute
so what do you want
assessment
to
of what's
with?
Going
what's
on with
the,
you
and
we can talk
the
about
message you want them
the
to
ways that my work can
walk
be
away
helpful
with you.
You know,
we
the message
this has been very exciting to me because Moss's work is in many ways very different
like
from the very specific kinds of things that other people are doing. So I'm really excited to plug into it some more and see what the results are for me.
You know, you
and again, I want to thank everybody for being with us and to all the people that listen all over the world. You can listen to the show streaming from thefarkasfiles.com, and the whole archive is there, all the previous shows. You can also find us on iTunes podcasts. Just search for Farkas Files.
That's out there for you.
So thank you one and all for being with us. We will be back next week. And until then, this is David Franklin Farkas for the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio. Have a wonderful week.